Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Jean Iverson. But before we get Jean on the phone here, I wanted to ask you a little bit about her. Has she been coming to you for a while?
She's been coming to us for a while. She's a sweetheart of a person, and she travels what is for her quite a distance to get to our office. She travels from Poulsbo. Our office, of course, is in Kent.
That's miles away. My God, it's... Well, actually, it's not that far, but for her, it's quite a distance, isn't it?
It is, because she actually can't walk on her own.
Okay.
You know, she deals with a significant disability, and yet, you know, she's got such a wonderful spirit. She just doesn't let that get her down. So she's knocked on the doors of a lot of other doctors, even people in my own profession,
mm-hmm.
Who work in areas close to what I work in, and just hasn't seen the results that she was looking for. But she didn't give up. She kept looking, and she came to our office, and you're going to hear from her how excited she is with the changes she's been seeing.
Jean Iverson joins us. She has been one of Dr. Yardley's patients. Jean, thanks for joining us here on KTTH.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to do so.
So, Jean, let's talk about what condition you were in before you met Dr. Yardley. What was the specific problem that you were suffering from?
I had been in a car accident 13 years ago as a passenger, and I ended up with lots of nerve damage from the collision because the car hit on my side. I was a front passenger.
Ooh.
And then I also had nerve damage and things from the impact from the lovely airbag.
Oh, sure. So what kind of condition did this leave you in with the nerve damage that you had and assumedly the pain that went with that? How restricted were you? What were you able to do?
Well, I could do things, but not like in the past, because I had neck pain and shoulder pain, and my leg would give out from underneath me, and I had never had TMJ jaw problems before, and I could hardly eat because I could chew about 5 times, and then my jaw would start spasming. So it had totally changed my life in a lot of ways.
Wow. So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. Tell us, after the treatment, what your condition was. What happened?
I had no pain after the first treatment. So, I was absolutely dumbfounded.
Yeah, shocked, I would guess.
Yes.
And did that continue as you went through treatments with Dr. Yardley? Did the pain come back, or what happened?
It was amazing. It went away, and I haven't had the pain at all since. It was so easy. I just, when he did the adjustment, I was amazed that that's all that he was going to do. And within the half hour, my neck didn't hurt, and I didn't have any problem with my jaws or my shoulder. Totally different person.
And what what has that meant for you in the years following?
Oh, well, I had felt so icky for 13 years since a car accident that it was like I was a whole new person again after he put my head on straight, so to speak, and did the adjustment, because my skull was off center.
Uh-huh. So now, were there any other conditions, or was there improvement in any other area that you weren't really thinking about when you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've had MS, a light case of MS, since early 70s. And haven't really had that many problems other than fatigue and some things like that. But I've noticed that since I've gone to the appointments for the adjustments that I don't fatigue as easily.
Dr. Yardley, have you got something you want to add here?
Yeah. Now, Jean, as we know, we work with the brain-body connection. This is an area that we limit our practice to. All of our doctors are highly trained and exceptional in correcting that. But we weren't the first office that you went to that actually addressed this area. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
You'd been to other doctors.
I had gone to many, many, many doctors over the 13 years and never found any help or relief of any kind until I went to your place. And then after the one adjustment at the Institute, I felt like a whole new person again.
That's an amazing story. So where are you at today, Jean? I mean, as you proceed in your life, are you able to do the things that you've been waiting to do for a long time?
Oh, yes, especially eat.
So, Gene, how much does the gas cost you to get to my office every time you come?
Listen,
we've had many discussions on this. She just wishes
it takes about 2 hours to get there, of course. So that's one way. So it's about, I would guesstimate $25 maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Gene, let me ask you real quick. I think he was pulling your tail. What would you say to somebody who is thinking about seeing Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute? Would you recommend it?
Oh, I think they owe it to themselves to go see this man, believe me.
And why is that?
Because if you have any type of health issue that you haven't had relief or help with, I'm sure he can put something together to put you back together.
Listen, we appreciate you making time to come on with us today, Gene. It's really a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much, Gene. You take care of yourself now.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, Dr. Yardley, is Gene's situation unusual, that to go to a whole bunch of other doctors and then end up with you at the Yardley Institute, and suddenly, through your procedure, her problem, in her case, her neck pain, just leaves?
To the contrary. Actually, most people that end up in our office have been trying many other places, and we're usually, often case, the last resort. This is not atypical at all. In fact, this is generally what we're going to see.
Cool. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be back with more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on 770 KTTH.